today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
You want to be difficult. You want to be difficult. You want to be the one that causes people to be offended. The Bible says it's better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and to be thrown into the middle of the sea than to be one of the ones who affect or hurt his little ones. The problem is we don't know who the little ones are. I'm saying little as in humble. When a person is humble, when a person is already humble and you still want to put your foot on them, you got a problem with God.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Uncovering Deceptive Snares. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 3.
Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. But woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, I can't get no help. The scripture says what? We like the rebuking. I told them. I went off. But the scripture also says you must what? So let's give balance to the weak part of the verse. Anybody can go off, but how many of us can forgive? I'm doing a series called Exposing the Spirit of Fraud. It is vast. And today's message in our second service is Uncovering Deceptive Snares. I need to uncover the network of the enemy and his deceptive snares. This will be part two of the message. Are you ready to receive? Father, I give you praise and thanks for this moment. I yield to you for the dark and hard sayings, but also for the purpose that comes through the taught word. I ask now for oil. And the first order of oil is for light. Let there be luminosity and brightness as the Spirit shines upon these dark networks of fraud. And give our people discernment, Lord. I pray for divine protection for me and my family in this church. For when the enemy is stirred, he attacks. Thank you, Lord, that we fear not. Though the outward man perishes, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For we suffer these light afflictions, which work against us just for a moment. But there's something working in us that yields a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For we look not at the things which we see, for they are temporal. But the things which are not seen, for they are eternal. Go before this word and prepare us for it. Give us ears to hear it, a mind to comprehend it. Give us hearts to receive it and a spirit to contain your word. And we will praise you for it. We will praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's give him praise today. Change the atmosphere, even in the back. for you, Lord, are worth. No one will worship you for me, for all the things you've done for me. I'm grateful, Lord. For you, Lord, are worthy. You are worthy. No one. No one is going to worship you for me. Children. Oh God, you are worthy. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. I worship you. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. Church from a living room. Oh God. One more time. You, Lord. A word. No rock will cry out for me. You gave me breath in my lungs to pray. I've got to give you glory. I've got to give you praise. Church to you. Receive my worship. Forgive us for not worshiping you. Forgive us for getting distracted. Receive our worship. All of my worship, Lord. All of my praise. Oh God. Up a praise unto the Lord for his goodness. For you, Lord, a word. Come on, hallelujah. Let nothing separate you from your praise, your love for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, the highest praise. Hallelujah. Wake up, truth revealed. We've got to give him glory. He brought us from a mighty long ways. I couldn't do this without God. You can't do it without him. Don't get distracted. No one will worship you. For me, Jesus said to his disciples, the ones that follow close, the ones that listen to every sermon, to the ones that made sure they left other things behind as they followed him, to the ones he chose and called by his name. He said things that cause people to stumble will come. That means situations are going to occur that get on our nerves. Sometimes it will hit you from the blind side, but you cannot inoculate yourself from it. Neither can you protect your children from offense. But he said, woe. Everybody say woe. Woe to everyone through whom they come. So offices are coming, but woe to the ones through whom they come. And this is not a woe as in wow. There's a rap song out where the man say, "Woe, you're my woe." But this is a warning. Like an onk, onk, onk woe. Not as a wow woe. This is, you need to stop and pay attention. Woe to the one that comes in to disturb the climate. Woe to the one that likes to gossip. Woe to the one that tries to disturb the frequency of a praise team. Woe to the one that likes to fight with the usher when they're trying to get you in your seat and to make sure everybody's comfortable. Woe to the one that will join a church for the sole purpose to divide the house and to cause suspicions to rise. Woe to the one that brings ants and release them into the house. Woe to the ones that carry frogs and allow them to jump from their purse to every person in the house of God. Woe to the ones that cast spell and witchcraft in the midst of it. Woe to the ones that enter into the church from the blind side. Woe to the one that had no mindset on trying to work with God. All they want is self-grandizement. Do I have your attention? If I have your attention, I want you to shout, "Whoa!" Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. God is saying, woe to the one who causes offense. This is not a person who hurts your feelings. This is for the purpose of causing offense. That means you want to be difficult. You want to be difficult. You want to be difficult. You want to be the one that causes people to be offended. The Bible says it's better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and to be thrown into the middle of the sea than to be one of the ones who affect or hurt his little ones. The problem is we don't know who the little ones are. I'm saying little as in humble. When a person is humble, when a person is already humble and you still want to put your foot on them, you got a problem with God. I mean, some people, I can kneel and they still want me to lay. I can kneel. They're not satisfied with the kneel. I got to go all the way to the floor. Some people, if you say I'm sorry, they still want to argue. Well, you're not really sorry. Because they want blood. The Bible says if they repent, you must then what? If they say I'm sorry, you got to, with the same measure that you rebuke them. Because he said, if they offend you, you can rebuke. That means you can raise your voice at them. I'm tired of you. You hurt my feelings. If they say I'm sorry, you got to forgive with the same velocity. Because anybody can throw their neck and rebuke. But we're the ones that can forgive and stay in the church. Amen. Our confession of faith. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. Come on. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed, my heart is and ready to receive. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Your confession of faith. I already know that I'm about to uncover the network of the enemy that has baited many of us with the bait of offense. And I need to ask you to pray, intercessors, to pray for me that I'm inoculated. The enemy I know is going to attack me. He's going to attack you if you start moving with this message. But I am a principality. I'm not afraid of the enemy. I just believe that God wants us to pray for protection. As I was sharing with the early church, I'm about to unveil some deep secrets of the enemy, like deceitful ways of the devil and how he works and how he tries to woo those of us who are offended to say it's okay to be. But it's a trap of the enemy. Deceit runs deep. Fraud runs deep. It's extending beyond the immediate immediate financial loss of those that are engaged in fraud. People are trying to actually take people's identity and get loans using somebody else's identity and make them pay for it. Well, as it goes in the natural, so does it go in the spirit. Actually, all deception and fraud starts from Satan. If you're not inoculated, it can happen to you. That's why safe lock and things of that nature and antivirus software is important if you're going to deal with networks and computers or if you're going to go on the internet. So some people may say, well, what do you do in church? What do you do with the tithe? One of the things we do is get antivirus software because we have networks that we need to protect. We have to have security measures because we must protect our people. We must guard our faith as well. So one of the things the shepherd does, I wish I had my staff up in here. I have a shepherd's staff. It's long, right? And I'm supposed to use that to fight off wolves and lions as they come in to take sheep. But I also got to beat some sheep. If a man had 100 sheep and one be going astray, does he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains to seek the one that it goes astray? And if he finds him, he rejoices. But you don't see this as well. He also, this is what shepherds do. They take the leg of the one that strays and sometimes break it or pull it out of joint. Then they pick the lamb up, put it on the shoulder and walk with it until it heals. After it heals, he can take that same lamb and put it down, and it will stick close to the shepherd. A lot of times the wandering spirit comes because we're not bonded right. The reason why you can detach so easy is because you're not connected like you should be. When you got roots here, you can, roots now, when you have a bonding mechanism, it's harder to separate. If you're just here, it's easier to walk away. But when you're bonded, you can't. If you're bonded to somebody, you can move to a different state and you'll still have them on your mind. And if you're part of a family, you can go to the neighbor's house for a night. But after a while, you want to draw home. I've seen kids who are bonded with their father and their father won't support them. But as long as he comes home, they want to be in his presence. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. That's why we don't disrupt any love that a child has for father. Even if he's a deadbeat, as long as you're alive, God can turn things around. Don't ever speak to children negatively about their daddy. Because late in the midnight hour, God can turn them around. And if you put something in their mind, they'll back away from their father, and they need that relationship if they're going to learn how to worship God. They will spend years trying to worship God if they don't have a good relationship with their daddy. And when I step up here and be who I am, you got a resistance because you don't know what daddy's like or what authority is like. So that's why we always speak right. And we try to build each other, even if it's deadbeat. Some things we don't say. For these things ought not be so. The strand of offense can come through it, even through our tongues. Jesus said, I must go to the cross. Peter said, oh, no, not you. Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. In that moment, here comes Satan. You don't see him, but he learns how to slither into our conversation. You would say, Peter, man, you just didn't want Jesus to die on the cross. Jesus said, Satan is speaking to you, trying to stop me from fulfilling my purpose. He didn't come to sit on the throne. He came to die on the cross. And if you block the movement of God, Satan is working through you. Even if you think you're doing what's right. Glory to God. That's why we need to have Holy Ghost, and we need to watch fraud, because it can happen to any of us. Thank you, Jesus. This morning I wore an outfit where someone from Africa took an image of me. They looked at my body shape and they did an image of me and they created an outfit for me, and I wore it at 8 o'clock. Not because I just wanted to show off. I believe the Lord told me to wear it and to share with you that if you honor him by releasing offenses and forgive, he has crafted an outfit for you, or a vest for you, or a mantle for you that he's going to put on you. It will fit you to the T. And you'll move smoothly through this life, glory to God, free of debris. You didn't even have to buy it. I didn't buy that outfit. Somebody from Africa said, I want to bless you. And I believe God told me to tell you he wants to bless you. But your offense is blocking the blessings. Oh, my God. That's why we must release the offense. Because fraud affects finances. It affects the losses, affects individuals, it affects families. Fraud can affect marketplace or business owners. If you want to start a business, you got to forgive people. Whether you know it or not, if you walk around with unforgiveness, it affects you. It also latches to you. And so people that would do business, they don't know why, but they don't connect right. You said, well, I did everything right. I said everything right. But if you got unforgiveness in your heart, this is what I tell every business owner. Before you try to do your business, forgive. Because when you forgive, you free yourself to receive new relationships. It affects industry. It affects environments. Glory to God. It involves sophisticated scams. Some scams you can't get. You won't even see. It's so disguised, like a Trojan horse. For some of us, all the devil has to do is dress up like your favorite cartoon character or your favorite lover. And all you got to do is show up and have a Trojan. It's a Trojan horse now. You worship it. And what he does is he packs inside of it the enemy. So you welcome what you love in the house, but you don't know what's in it. And once it's in the house, it unpacks. That's what a virus is. Especially computer viruses. It looks like it's a good program, but once it gets in your computer, it then hatches. And it takes over the hard drive. Like you may welcome offense, but you don't see the lice and the frogs and the parasites that comes with the offense. So you welcome it in, but then once it gets inside, it starts taking over networks. And over your heart and over your mind, and affects relationships and chokes you out, even chokes out the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. That's why I've instructed security to take, we're going to do a security summit in the new year, to take measures, to take entrance points, and we need to guard them. We're not afraid of the enemy, but we need to guard them. Years ago, there was a hurricane, knocked out the power. And so Omar and I stayed at the house. There was no power. It was hot. It was hot in here, and we had to take off not all, but some of our clothes. It was hot. And I took the boy because I don't want my son growing up thinking there's all we got is AC. The ladies went to somewhere and was in the cool. I think they went to Tremisha house. But the boy, the man, I'm raising up a man up in here. I'm raising a man. Come on, say amen. Amen. And you can't make a man comfortable all the time. He got to be able to endure some things. So I took my son through his own challenge. We staying at the house. Daddy, that ain't fair. It is fair. I didn't make you stay at the house alone. I'm with you. So just as much as you sweat, I'm sweating. It was rough, man. Listen. Now, I was raised in a house where we didn't have AC in Florida until I was 16. I thank God at 16. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Central air. Thank you, Jesus. But it didn't happen until I was 16. We dealt with fans. I don't even see any fans fanning in here. Everybody cool, right? That's a lot of tonnage out there making sure. Oh, I see one. Good. But I came up in church and in the home where that's all you had.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Uncovering Deceptive Snares, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
High school seniors, don't miss your chance to apply for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship. This program supports future leaders through STEM and STEAM education. Applications are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter and are due Monday, January 26th. For details, email elders@truthrevealed.org. Registration is open for Six-Man, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app, website, or scan the QR code to register for this action-packed event, which promises to be an unforgettable experience. Take advantage of the combo package, and remember to order your conference t-shirt, polo, and jersey.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.